Walker. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you called to find the testing site near you?
Now, I'm calling because we have the volunteer papers for OWA on Tuesday and Thursday, and we haven't been contacted, and we don't know whether we're supposed to show up or not. We're non-medical.
Okay, I apologize. I do apologize, but I don't have any information on that. The only thing I have is the actual testing site.
Is what kind? I'm sorry. It's a little bit here.
I don't have the information.
Okay.
As for the volunteer.
Okay. You know who does?
No, ma'am. I'm not quite sure.
And are they to, when they're at OWA? Is it 65 and above with conditions yet? With medical conditions?
Well, that I'm not quite sure, ma'am. The only information I have is the testing site for coronavirus.
Okay, so Tuesday and Thursday they're at OWA in Foley. Hello?
Ma'am, I'm not quite sure. The only information that I have is where you go get tested from.
The only information you have is where the testing is. Well, is there testing at OWA tomorrow?
The only thing I have is the location, ma'am.
Okay. Where are they testing tomorrow?
Are you talking about what? I
the
don't
first
have.
Of the test.
You talking about for the
yeah.
vaccination?
That's correct.
Well, ma'am, this is the COVID, this is the coronavirus hotline.
I realize that. That's why.
You'll need to contact the vaccination line.
Okay. Okay.
Their number is 855.
Okay.
566-5333.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry I was so confusing. It's my name.
You're welcome. I hope we were able to help you.
Oh.
If you need more information, you can visit the website at adph.org or cdc.gov. Thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.